All right, this session is helping those who have experienced extreme trauma. And my name is Jocelyn Wallace. I work at Vision of Hope Residential Treatment Center, which is a ministry for girls that's under the ownership and direction of Faith Church. We counsel girls with eating disorders, habits of self-harm, drug and alcohol addictions, and unplanned pregnancies. Last year, we went through a year where it pleased God to bring us many girls who presented with the kinds of problems that we normally counsel and work through, but through the course of counseling, both the girls and the counselors realized that some of the behaviors we were seeing, eating disorders, self-harm, drug abuse, things like that, were actually tied to unresolved trauma that they had never worked through before. In each case, the girls had faced extremely distressing traumatic conditions that they didn't know how to deal with. The habits of sin were simply their best attempts to make it through life and not fall apart. There were some times during this period of time at Vision of Hope with our counselors, we literally did not know how to help them. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know what scripture passages to use. We didn't know what to believe about all the research that we were reading. We were daily and hourly on our faces in front of God, begging Him to help us know how to serve these girls. For many, literally, Vision of Hope is the last step before suicide because they have tried every other treatment option available and nothing else has worked. We were not going to allow them to believe that God did not have answers for their trauma. We were going to help them figure out how to get this worked through. So we started researching and reading and studying, asking a billion questions, because we were not going to let these girls be statistics of failure. This session today is a very, very short, very not exhaustive look at what we learned over this past year of dealing with trauma. So I want to point out that I have six of my sweet friends with me today. Six representative girls who were a part of that group of traumatized girls that we worked with over this past year. And I'm going to ask you each to be praying for each of them as we talk today. This is an extremely difficult session. For some of them, they've never shared this information publicly before. Some of them know people at this conference and they're nervous about that part of it. But I'm going to take a second right now and ask God's blessing on this session and ask God to help my friends as they talk. Dear Heavenly Father, we are continuously in awe of the fact that you want anything to do with us and possibly could use us in any way. God, when we look at the level of evil that is available in our world, that is getting more and more sadistic, God, we are amazed that we as biblical counselors could have anything of value to add to the suffering that people are facing. God, I pray for your blessing on this session. Every single one of us up here believes that the counselors in this room need to hear what we learned. God, we know that you are already organizing the perfect counselees to meet up with all of the counselors in this room, where this information from your word will be absolutely crucial to know. So God, I pray that you'll give me your wisdom as I speak. I pray that you will give your unbelievably powerful strength to every single girl that's going to be helping me. God, I pray that you would give them confidence through the Holy Spirit and comfort. God, I pray that you would help their bodies to work right as they try to help. And I pray for your blessing on this session. In Christ's name, amen. I do want to mention that these girls, obviously, are being identified with Vision of Hope. They're going to be floating around campus all week. And I just want to kindly and respectfully ask you to be really careful about what you walk up to them and talk about later on. They have decided to breach their confidentiality and share their story with you today. Please don't walk up to them and ask them questions after this session is done. That would be really hard for them. Each of them decided to participate because they believe that you guys need to hear what it was like for them to work through trauma. And I want to just make a little disclaimer that their story is not going to be the story of every counselee you actually have to walk through suffering or trials, but we think it's a good representative sample of what you might deal with. I also want to just give a small warning. We're not going to be salacious in any of the way that we speak today, but I am going to be very straightforward about trauma and some of the symptoms of trauma. If you have never worked through a trauma of your own, or if you have a trauma in your past, some of what we talk about might be hard to hear, although we're trying to deliver it in a very kind and gentle way. I also want to point out my friend Shayna. Wave. Shayna is working with Tourette syndrome. So if you see any involuntary movements or vocalizations, just smile and then redirect your attention to the speaker. Like I said, this session is not going to be exhaustive. This is like counseling through trauma 101. It's like we have studied thousands of pages of literature over this year. We have read enormous chunks of the Bible over this year. We cannot possibly tell you even one little piece of one little section of what we learned. So this is mountaintops. This is stuff that just random information you will need to know. We want this to whet your appetite. You need to know sufferology. You need to know trauma. You're counselors. You're going to be dealing with traumatized people. But I do want to just point out that this is highlights. We will not even talk about everything we want to talk about, and we could go on for hours talking about. So as you process this, what you're hearing, just take that into account. There's a lot that we're not going to say because we don't have time to say it. Okay, so to start with, I have asked each of my friends to stand, give you their first name, and I asked them to tell you a couple of things so it will help you to understand this session better. And their stories are going to be woven throughout the entire time I'm speaking today. What I've asked them to share is their name, the particular trauma, how they viewed that trauma, and then how long they've been working through that in counseling, because I think you need to know some context. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Brittany. The trauma I encountered was domestic violence and multiple acts of sexual abuse. I didn't acknowledge that this happened until I started having nightmares and flashbacks that were later worked through with my counselor. I've been working in counseling for 13 months with a focus of trauma for 10 months.
My name is Gracelyn. The trauma I experienced was physical, mental, and emotional abuse and neglect from my family, as well as several rapes. I acknowledge the abuse happened, but I refuse to call the abuse for what it actually was and think about it. I've been working through my trauma in counseling for about a year.
Hi, my name is Julia, and the trauma I experienced was multiple times of sexual abuse. I never acknowledged that any of this happened. I just told myself it was another little girl until years later I kept reliving these experiences in terrifying nightmares. I've been in counseling for 8 months.
My name is Nicole, and the trauma I experienced was sexual abuse and feeling completely powerless to my abuser beginning from before I can remember and not ending until a torturous night 22 years later. I was aware of the abuse that was happening, but I didn't feel I could do anything to stop it. I have been working through counseling for this trauma for over 11 months.
My name is Nikki. My trauma I'm working through is mental, physical, and sexual enslavement, as well as childhood prostitution and occult abuse. I've been in counseling for about 3 years, and I've been focused on counseling through trauma for about 10 months.
My name is Shayna. The trauma I experienced was a near-drowning incident while surfing with a friend. I acknowledged that it had happened, but I never acknowledged how serious and near to death I was and refused to think about it. I have been in counseling for 6 months.
Okay, I need to give you a little housekeeping thing about notes. I realize that when I'm the speaker, I can make the notes be however I want, and I hate fill in the blanks. So everything you have in your notes is all of the information you're going to need. You might just want to copy, write down stuff that we say. So I'm going to click through the PowerPoint, but if I lose my place, I'm just going to stop using the PowerPoint because you're not going to get anything from it extra anyways. Okay, there's a couple important concepts that I want to point out, and the first one is trauma. The person experienced, witnessed, or was confronted with an event or events that involved actual or threatened death or serious injury, or a threat to the physical integrity of others. Basically, a trauma is a situation that would be considered very, very scary. Naturally, a fight or a flight response would take over your physical body as a gift from God. Like if a lion is running after you, you're either going to stay and fight it or you're going to get up and run away. Now, what we're going to talk about a lot in this session is the concept of processing trauma. And it's basically what to call this incident, who you are as a response to the incident, or who God is as a response. And I just want to take a step back and say, as human beings, God, an orderly, structured, control.